when they use a plow, what are the little places in the ground that they make called?
Rows, furrows.
After people plow, maybe the second time or something, they use a different kind of disc or
yes.
something. Can you think of a word for that?
We're talking about something like this the other day.
An example here is a spring tooth something.
Yes. They have some kind of instrument that cuts, one cuts, throws to the side as it moves along. And I don't know exactly what the proper name for that is at the moment. I've heard Mr. Irwin speak about this when they have to go back to the field a second time because they're hoping for rain now and then don't know what to do with the beans because this will be the last time they have to do anything. Just recently used this chemical process in treating it called poison, I guess.
What is it that the wheels of a car fit onto?
Axle.
Did you ever, you said y'all mostly used coal, but did you ever have to chop wood or saw wood?
Well, I learned how from some neighbors, of course, that's how I developed strong muscle. They were glad to see me coming because I was both pushing and pulling. See, you're supposed to either push or pull. Most of the time you're pulling. And that's all you had to do was just pull. But in my case, I was doing both. And I developed a very good muscle there.
What did you use when you were sawing like that? Where did you put the log on top of? Some kind of frame?
Well, you'd formulate just a pile, you call it, a wood pile. And for the most part, you'd set each piece that was placed there so that it would be room for another, and it would stack up, a wood stack, so that it wouldn't roll apart. Sometimes we'd put staves in the ground so just to hold them and, keep them in place.
Perhaps. In your work around here, you use a frame that is A-shaped and has a bar across that. What do you call that?
Horses.
Did you ever see any kind of X-shaped frame?
Oh, yes.
Did you call that anything in particular?
Well, that was one of the places where they put the wood to be saw.
Oh, that was like the thing she
yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the upright. In other words, you put a log in between here and cut it in the middle.
In between two of them?
Yes, between those two.
Mm-hmm. On your head, on your hair, you use a comb and a
brush.
And in the morning when you get up, or whenever you want to use this, you say, I'm going to wet my hair.
Comb my hair.
Or?
Comb and brush my hair, generally.
You straighten sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
And what are the things that you put in a revolver? The ammunition that you put in a revolver?
Well, you usually refer to them as bullets. Cartridges. That's the proper name for it, of course. Live ammunition.
You remember seeing your children play on these things. One goes down while the other side
seesaw.
Goes up. And at the time they're doing this, they are
seesawing.